The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And happy Sunday and welcome to Your Life, Your Money here with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston and I'm reminding you that you can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you can get started planning on your financial goals and your financial life and your dreams and figuring out what you're going to do with your nest egg and figuring out maybe how you're going to balance some of the concerns and issues that you may be coming upon here in the rocky world of finances that we're facing these days. But maybe things are not so bad, but we'll take a look today at some of the biggest problems with our financial plans and some pitfalls that you might run into. Maybe it's a behavioral issue. Maybe it's the way that you're looking at your money. We'll dig into that as this show continues today and help you fix it. And like I always say, a big way to fix it is having a good financial planner on your side. And that's why we've got Kelvin, the Money Guy here. Kelvin, how you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Everything good with you?
Everything's good. Yeah, you may be able to tell by my voice. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, but no big deal. Nothing. No COVID. It's fine.
No cold.
So at least I failed all the COVID tests. It's my favorite test that I've ever failed was the COVID test. So all is good otherwise.
It's probably the weather. I mean, look how cold it was last week. And I'm actually going golfing this afternoon.
Nice.
Maybe tomorrow and maybe Tuesday. I don't know yet. But,
well, that's amazing. You know what? You look at some of the, we can get some nice warm weather. You might as well take advantage of it at this time of year. It always feels like you can maybe squeeze in some nice warm days in October. And then generally Halloween is always cold. And that's why I always had like an oversized Halloween costume that I wore my winter jacket under as a kid. Yeah. Like, it looks better to be the muscly Ninja Turtle, not the Ninja Turtle wearing a winter coat. So,
well, the stock market is just like the weather, right? Up, down, up, cold, hot, right? So it's interesting enough, you know, when I looked at, when we started the show in January, in February, the markets are up and we didn't really foresee any problems. And then we hit into April, May, war started, interest rates start talk of going up. Recessionary times coming, and then we hit into August, September, and all those things came to fruition. When we did our show, I think maybe a month ago, the Dow was down 23% to 24%. And when I looked at today, we're only down about 16%. So it looks like we're trending in the right direction. When you look at a 3-month period, we're actually up. So we're starting to see some light. Right. So again, investing is one of those things where, as we know, you have to look at a 5 to 10 year outside window. And if you do so, you'll be okay. But however, in the short run, in the last 6 months and maybe another couple of months, it's very frightening because we tend to have knee-jerk reaction and just look at everything in a real negative way. And that, I think, is the biggest problem with our financial planning. But there's ways to fix it, right?
I think it's interesting what you were just saying about how, you know, we've sort of maybe come over that hump and things are starting to trend in the right direction when it comes to the stock market. But a lot of people are worried now going into the Christmas season and everything that we're going into more of a recessionary period. But is that because our behavior is kind of downstream from the stock market, where it's sort of the stock market can predict sort of future economic problems a few months in advance? And, you know, the stock market may correct itself, but we're only sort of coming to terms and starting to, you know, hold back our money, stop spending it as much and start saving a little bit more now after it's been sort of 3 months since the worst of it.
Well, yeah, our behavior is actually our biggest problem when it comes to not only with money, but everything that we do.
Yeah.
You know, behavior and feelings is what really dictates where we're going to be. You know, look, financial planning involves many things, right? It involves our money, our efforts, our goals, our personality, and our behavior. But those two last things, is really what determines if we sell or buy or panic or stress what we do, right?
Right.
You know, it's a long-term activity as well, and it could well extend into years and decades. So while we try to do our best to plan our financial, you know, optimism, we do run into some problems. We hit the bumps along the way. And it's how we manage through those bumps is going to either going to be successful or you're going to worry all the time. That's the problem, right?
And that's so, a huge thing, right? The worry. And I think that that's something that can sort of keep people up at night and can have people second guessing decisions that they've made. And it's that, and that is what affects that behavior, which becomes the big problem.
Well, social and emotional factors play an important role in our decision, our financial decisions. We might not think so, you know, but it really does. And sometimes those social and emotional factors make us believe in a manner that is not in our best interests of our financial status. So you really have to think about that sentence, you know, because that will determine how you live the next 3 months or so in your money life, right? With interest rates going up, I mean, the Bank of Canada wants to raise rates again. You know, people are looking at their mortgages and it's going up double in some fact. You know, any loans that you may have, investment loans, car loans, whatever you may have, you know, it's probably going to go up if it hasn't done already. But it's a short-term thing that'll probably hopefully next year in towards April, May, June, maybe start simmering down and get back to normal, right? And we always talk about financial advisors. And I think a financial advisor will help in many ways, right? You know, we try and get your finances in order. We come very overwhelmed with all the work, you know, to be done in your financial life. Like, it's overwhelming. I look at all my mortgage, my bills, my this, my that. Every time I pay my bills this month, another 2 weeks, more bills are coming in, right? And it's...
Yeah, and they're likely more daunting than they were last year.
Yeah.
Or last 2 weeks.
It's daunting. Yeah. So a financial planner, you know, will easily get your portfolio in one place. We can assist you in making, you know, wills, estate planning, things like that. You know, I think in this time, and we said it the last few shows, people really need to reach out to a professional to help them, guide them through all these ups and downs and anxieties that we face with money, right? And I think if we do so, once everything shakes out in another, hopefully 6 months or so, we could get back to doing what we do and not to worry too much. But I think it's very crucial now and go forward that people seek out help somehow to manage through their money life. Can't go it alone.
I think that that's always a huge point to make, because you really don't know what you don't know, and you don't know where to start. And there's so much in that. A lot of the time, I think, especially guys, I think we're so wired in a way we don't like to ask for directions. We don't like to ask for help, but it's so important to do that, because, you know, like, you're not going to be the best, you know, steward of your family's finances if you can't ask for help, if you can't get the assistance that is required from a professional.
Yeah. And I mean, look at past results of, you know, people that have went through all these type of, you know, up roller coaster rides and see what they did. You know, success leaves clues, right? So look at what people did 10 years ago or 15 years ago through the financial crisis, and that'll tell us what we should do now, right?
What kind of things, you know, when you are working with a financial planner and you know, you're worried about your own behavior and things that you might be getting in your own way, what kind of things is the financial planner helping you with?
You know, one of the biggest things, we already know, we've experienced the markets up and down with our anxieties, right? We went from zero, we went from 20% to zero in a short amount of time. One of the biggest thing I find in my world is a financial advisor will help you in the tax issues, like support any tax issues and how to reduce your taxes. You know, we talk to many accountants and work with them to minimize the taxes that you may have, right? So what is your problem? So for example, with the markets going down, maybe if you have a capital gains tax that you have to pay next year when you file your taxes, maybe you might want to look at the money you have now, and because it's down, maybe sell that particular fund, create a loss, and wait and buy the fund back, so that when you get back into the new year and you go to file, well, you've created an artificial loss for yourself. So I think instead of looking at the markets in a negative way, maybe try and look at it as, how can I use what's happening now to help me to get ahead in the future, right? Remember, there's always opportunities in crisis, but you have to look for that.
Right. I think that's a huge thing to remember. I think so many people just sort of feel like they're going along with the ship or down with the ship, but there's an opportunity. You know, when things are cheap, it's an opportunity to buy in some situations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we financial advisors work with you on setting up and achieving all of your financial goals, whatever they may be, right? We help you set your goals based on your age and things like that, right? And we might let you leave the emotions out that's going to make things go wrong. So a financial advisor will give you advice on setting up your goals without any emotional bias. We're like an outsider looking in. So you tell us all your problems, money problems, and we will kind of sort it out through for you, because we've been through this many times. And there's many more times to come in the future that we're going to go through this again. So it's all how your behavior and feelings that you do now will dictate when the next crisis comes down the road, right?
Right. And you don't want to wind up making the same mistake twice. So that's, again, another opportunity to have someone else who's objective in your corner and helping you out with your financial plans. We're going to continue talking about these, you know, problems with your financial plans, the mistakes you might be making, and how Financial Planner can help you work through them. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website. That's askkelvin.ca. Ask KELVIN.ca, and you can call them at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more of your life, your money, coming up here with Kelvin the Money Guy on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.
And this is Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. I am Chris Cresson. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website. It's askkelvin.ca. So you got a question, you ask Kelvin. Ask KELVIN.ca. You can click on the schedule a call link and set up a date and time of your choosing where you can chat with Kelvin and have a conversation about your finances, about your goals, about where things are going, and Kelvin can help take the emotion out of it and help you get on track to make sure that you've got the best financial plan possible for you and your family or your business and the longevity of all those things. You can call him too at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Thanks again, Kelvin, for joining us on a Sunday morning. And we're talking today about the biggest problems with our financial plans and how to fix them. Kelvin, you know, we were just talking a little bit about what financial planners can do for you and how they can help you with your finances.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing we do is we help you balance your emotions. And I think that's why doing regular review helps you do that, because every three to four months things change in your world and in the markets, right? So when the stock market crashes and your portfolio shows like a big loss, it's difficult not to panic. Even clients that have been clients for a long time panic, because it's our natural behavior, right? We don't like to see things go up and go down and so on. So you might make some rash decisions as emotions overcome logic. So in these cases, the financial advisor can encourage you to think logically and suggest the best course of action for you. So if your advisor, do not let emotions or surrounding situations affect your financial plan. And that's why you can't go it alone. You can't manage your money alone, because there's no help for you. There's nobody to talk out the situation, based on your circumstances, not on anyone else's. So those are the kind of things that I think a good financial, actually any financial advisor, I think, would help you out by listening. I think we do more listening than anything else, and try and solve that problem for you, right? You know, Chris, investment decisions, of competent advisors will generally be better than the layman investor, right? Which will result in saving money and putting a better return on your portfolio. the studies have shown that when you use an independent advisor, you tend to get about a 3% return higher than go it on your own. And I think that's really the crux of this. Your behavior and emotions really dictate your return rate of return. So, you know, try and get that stuff intact and seek out an advisor to help you to get where you want to get to.
Well, it's interesting to think of it that way, that you could get, on average, 3% higher rate of return if you're using an advisor. And I guess that says that, you know, maybe your own emotions are making you leave 3% on the table, because you could be doing a lot more, but you're either scared into inaction or scared into making actions that maybe you shouldn't make, or maybe it's not even. I think I'm telling everyone a lot about my own emotions. Mine are all based on fear, but some people's are based on greed, and maybe you get too excited about an opportunity and put all your eggs in one basket, and you put yourself in a position that you're not set up to win.
And that's typically what happens. You know, investing, and not to trivialize it, but investing is like sports, right? Mm-hmm. You know, offense will win you games, but defense will win you championships. I mean, you should know that, Chris.
Are you saying that the Leafs defense has historically not been that great, and maybe that's why we haven't won any championships? Is that what you're getting at?
I don't know how you would interpret that, but you guys.
Berg and Lume definitely didn't help the Leafs out in a specific playoff series that I can think of. But I'm holding on to it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still holding on to it.
Yeah, financial planning is not an easy task. You know, I've been doing this such a long time, and we go through all these ups and downs, and it's how again. I hate saying this, but about emotions, but that really comes into play about what will decide, like how we're gonna sleep at night. You know, so always get, for anything we do, I guess, you know, always get the services of a professional advisor, somebody can seek through. Do you have to pay for it? Well, of course. Right? We have to pay for everything that we do in life.
Nothing's free.
No. And I think the free things is what causes problems, because there's nobody to give you advice on what to do. So I think you need to take full control, but work with a financial advisor to improve your financial future. And again, I go back to a lot of studies to see what have people done? What do they do? And follow examples of successful people, because like I say, success leaves clues. And if you follow those things, you'll be okay, right? So financial planning. So here are some questions, you know, maybe we could talk about maybe later on the show, but some questions that we should all ask ourselves when it comes to our money, right? You know, like, for example, I always talk about your asset allocation. You know, how much bonds, equities, real estate, whatever I should hold in my portfolio. And those are some of the things that you need to find out as we come out of this up downs in the markets. You need to reposition yourself to make sure that you take advantage of what's happening, right? And, you know, and there's a risk in not taking a risk, but you have to calculate the risk. And the risk is calculated by you and your advisor, right?
Is there, you know, based on what's happening in the markets, do you adjust sort of what that share is, what that allocation is?
So in the old days, maybe it still exists now, but I don't think so. Remember, we're living longer, right? So in the old days, what the rule of thumb is to allocate your money into equities or bonds or whatever you may have, they always said to take your age, right, minus 100. So wherever you are in your age, minus 100. And so if you're 30, 30% of your money should be in fixed income, bonds, and so on. And 70% should be in equities. But the problem is, if you're 30 years old today, or 65, you're going to live for a while, you know, right? You live like 83, 85. So that old style of doing things is really gone out the window. You have to look at, maybe always keep 70, 80% of your money in equities, even though it's going down. Because the trouble is, what if you live long?
It's a good problem to have, but it is potentially a problem. You don't want to outlive your retirement
No,
fund.
so you really need to, we really need to sit down and look at that kind of stuff because a lot of things have changed, and if you don't change, you die. So you have to look at you, like your personal life, where you are, look at your age, look at your goals, your retirement. And one of the most important things that we keep forgetting, or maybe we don't dwell on it too much, is how much money will I need to retire? What would I
That's a
need to
big
live on?
question because I think there's so many factors that go into it and changing factors too, because there are, I'm sure you imagine when you're about to retire that there are a bunch of things that you're going to do that you never do, but there also you may imagine that there's a bunch of things that you're not going to do that you end up wanting to do with your free time, and then that ends up costing you more than you thought it was.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's certain rules of thumb for everything, but you have to go beyond that and see if that's appropriate for you. So, for example, the general rule is you want to aim to have at least 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income for each year, of your retirement. So, in retirement, maybe you might spend less money, like you say, on savings, on housing and taxes, transportation back and forth to work, and stuff like that. But then there might be travel that you want to do that you never thought of. So you have to have a real kind of vision for what your retirement is going to look like, however far away that is, right? And if you're into retirement, it's more important to look at now, well, how much money I got is going to last me till 90 or whatever. And if you do so, you'll be okay. Listen, if you want $1,000 a month from the time you're 65 to 93, you need about 220,000 somewhere earning you 5%. We live in Canada. We live in the best country in the world. So we have support like CPP. We have old age. And those things, that's about 1,200 bucks a month per spouse, right? Generally, right? So you have to look at that kind of stuff as well and use that in your financial planning tool. And that'll help you to kind of zero in on where you want to go. And I don't think we do that enough. I don't think we even consider, some people don't even consider that. But that's guaranteed money coming into you, right?
Right, and that's a piece of the puzzle that I think a lot of people don't know. And you're able to check to see sort of where you're at on your CPP contributions, right? If you check in with Revenue Canada.
Yeah, you actually go into Service Canada. We
Service
should all
Canada,
do
that's the one.
this. Yeah, go into Service Canada, set up an account, and that'll tell you how much you're going to get at retirement at certain ages. That'll tell you how much RSP room you have, TFSA. It's a real place to go to get information about you. And once you know those things will be better. Remember, we don't like uncertainty. The stock markets are volatile because everything's uncertain. Your retirement life or your pre-retirement life is uncertain as well because you kind of don't know some variables that you need to know to make you know that you'll be comfortable into retirement, right? So I think we need to do that kind of stuff. Another question we get is, how much do I need to invest every month to achieve my retirement goal?
Good question. Yeah.
So again, we always got all these questions. We always have to work with the end game.
So
Like
you
how
work
much,
backwards.
yeah, always work your money life backwards. And if you do so, you will enjoy your life on a go forward, right? So yeah, so certain things that we need to find out. And everything is individual. Everything is based on you. What is your risk and when you need the money and how old you are and things like that. So, if you have just started to work and would like to have a very simple lifestyle and retirement, say around age 60, you can do that by saving 10% of your income. Now, do we do it? No,
Probably
because
not.
no, because we don't get used to that. And the first obstacle we meet, we cancel our 10% saving and worry, right? So if you're planning, if you're planning an early retirement, Like, you want to retire before 60, then you got to save about 20% of your income. So, you ever hear of stories of people that retire when they're like 45, 50 years old? I
Yeah,
mean, if.
remember the old Freedom 55 commercials where someone meets themselves in the future and they're like hand gliding or something like that? Those people who are like retiring young and living these exciting lives, it seemed to be living a dream.
Yeah, I mean, those Freedom 55 days are gone. That was based on a generation where interest rates were really high.
Yeah.
So you could put your money in a GIC and earn, 14% or whatever, and you're doubling your money every 5 to 8 years. Well, the world have changed since the Freedom 55. And I think it's the Freedom 65 now. Because remember, you're 65, you're still young.
Yeah.
So maybe their Freedom 55 should be the Freedom 65 in our world today. And people kind of do, most Canadians should be able to retire when they're, I say, between 62 and 65 comfortably. So maybe after the break, we'll talk about how much you got to invest to achieve your retirement goal, whatever that may be.
Awesome. That's coming up as we talk about the problems with our financial plans, how to fix them, and talking about how to achieve those retirement goals and what you can be doing today to make sure that you're going to be on a hand glider when you're 65. Maybe if that's what you like to do. Your life, your money is continuing here. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can call him on the phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more with Kelvin the Money Guy on Your Life, Your Money, continuing on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston. I'm the radio guy. And you are listening to 640 Toronto. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. You can visit Kelvin's website by going to askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can call him on the phone at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And we've been talking about some of the problems that you might be experiencing with your financial plan. Maybe part of your plan is that you don't have one, but there's always going to be plans or problems with your plans, and there's easy ways to fix them. And that's why you get a financial advisor in your corner, because they've been through it. They've seen other people's failures. They've seen other people's successes. And like Kelvin says, success leaves evidence. I think that's what you said, Kelvin. And I think it really, it helps, there's breadcrumbs to the way to prosperity. And I think if you follow them, you're going to be able to make sure that you're on the right track for your financial goals. And Kelvin, before we took the break, we were talking about how much you should be investing every month so that you can meet your financial goals. What goes into that conversation?
Yeah, so it all boils down to when you want to retire, not when you think you want to retire, when you want to retire. And there's certain rules, like I say, if you're in your early 30s, save 10% for basics, 15% for comfort, and 20% to escape, escape to vacation, whatever you need to do. If you're in late in the decade, just add another 5% to that category. It's tough to do so, especially in today's world, because of everything going up, gas price, food, and so on, that we tend to lose focus on the long term, what we want to do. So what I'm trying to say is, it's easy for me to say that, right? And sometimes it's really hard for people to save money and do things. So you really need to explore when it comes to how much money you need to save every month. Maybe you need to explore what am I spending now that I really don't need to spend. I always say, live your life and enjoy yourself, but save for the rainy day. Right now is maybe a time when we all need to maybe rein back a bit, maybe take the next couple of months and reassess what we're doing, so that when Christmas time rolls around, we do have the money to enjoy our Christmas with our friends and family and kids and so on. So now I think it's a time to bear down and have a look and see, because like I say, everything has gone up. Maybe not your income, but everything has gone up. So how do I manage through all these things? And I think that's where the financial advisor comes into play, where we look at you outside. We look at all the bills. Maybe you don't need to be spending money foolishly, right? And focus yourself on positive things. You know, remember where focus goes is where energy flows. So if you focus on the wrong things and you focus on all the negativity around you, well, guess what's going to happen? Your energy is going to get there and bring you down and wear you down, and everything around you is not looking good. So I think use what's happening now to your advantage. And many of us can. Many of us could sit down and assess what we have, look at our RSPs, TFSAs, if we have any, and maybe just to get you through a short time, maybe take some from there. Not all, but take maybe a little bit to help you maybe pay some bills, because unfortunately things happen that you didn't foresee. So those are the little things I think that people want to, you know, to do in their money life, right? So
I think that's a huge piece of it too, when you think about how much that could add up, when you think about little savings here and there, when, you know, maybe it's reassessing your cable bill. How much TV are you actually watching? Are you only watching Netflix? Like, or how many streaming services have you signed up for that you're not actually using as well? Like, I think some of those streaming services are probably making a ton of money on sort of ghosted accounts where you're not actually watching anymore. And you got Disney Plus, so you could watch, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi or something, but you haven't gone back to that thing ever since. So why are you still paying for it? There's a lot of things that you could probably think about in your own life that you could cut back on and try and save on, and that way you can keep everything else on track.
Yeah, you know, it's true. I think we haven't had to do this in a long time. I think people have gone through life over the last, since the financial crisis, I guess. We've gone through life with low interest rates. The pandemic happened and rates went to 0 and 1%. And we always thought life is like that. Some people don't know interest rates being 5%. All they know is 2%. So now it's double. So how do I deal with it? Well, you can't just throw your hands up in the air. You need to sit down with someone and look at some reasoning. Somebody has been through it before. You know, experience really matters. And you really need to sit down with someone and really figure out how to do it properly. Right? Like a coach, right? You know, I would say you need a money coach. Many, many experts, many sports people, successful people have coaches, but a coaches can't be, has to be, can't be our commanders, has to kind of coach us through what we do. And if we do so properly, go ahead.
I think it's so important that you bring up a coach, you know, because you think that you look at some people who are incredibly successful, and you look at professional athletes, look at actors that you admire. They've got coaches. They've got people that help them work on parts of their game or parts of a role that they can't quite get right. And to have that, that's when they pay those people. They're investing in their own success. And that's what you do when you're getting a financial planner on your side. You're investing in your own success.
And the thing is, you know, the financial planner is not only about your money, it's about you. And many advisors, you know, I would say, look at just the money part of it. Not to pick on banks. Actually, the consumer now is picking on banks. I read an article the other day about that we're getting really mad at our banks. So, but when you look at the bank advisor, they really don't look at your life. They don't ask you things like we ask, like how you're doing, your health, your life, like what's happening, what's happening in the next few years of your life. They just look at your money and say, okay, well, put it here, there, and there. They have no idea what anything about you, right? So I think you need to, you know, no one has a monopoly on financial planning, okay? So I think everything becomes up to you. And you have to sit down and go over things. And maybe after the break, we'll talk about how many years will my money double?
That's good to know. And that is something that I would like to know. And you know what you mentioned, Kelvin, earlier, talking about having more information in front of you. And we were talking about, you know, making sure you don't have too many unknowns around you, and knowing how many years it'll take for your money to double, I think, is a huge part of having a good financial plan. And if you're looking for a financial planner, go to askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can call them anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more with Kelvin the Money Guy on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston here with Kelvin the Money Guy. Don't forget to visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him on the old-fashioned telephone machine, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And get started planning with Kelvin the Money Guy, who can help you out in so many different ways when it comes to your finances. And today we've been talking about those problems with your financial plan and the ways that you can fix them. And Kelvin, you left us with a bit of a cliffhanger before the break, and that was that you asked, how long is it going to take for my money to double? And I'd love to know. I want to know how long it's going to take for my money to double.
What do you think?
I've been doing this show for some time, so I've got a pretty good idea. Actually, yeah. But I think, is it 10 years? Does it take 10 years for money to double? Or am I?
Yeah, that's the typical answer. And that's actually pretty bang on. But the true answer is to take 72 and divide it whatever interest rate that you get. That'll determine when your money will double. So for example, if you're lucky to get a 10% return on your money, it'll double in 7.2 years. Huh. Right? So 72 divided by 10, we keep forgetting our math. Actually, we don't remember math, do we? The time table. No.
We learned just this week that the EQA results are the Ontario students are not doing well in math. So it's probably been going on for quite some time, and it's failed many generations.
Well, that's the problem, is we can't do math. Remember, I always say people lie, not everybody, but math doesn't lie.
Right? The numbers don't
always
lie.
Always do the math. Go back to the old times table that we learned from grade four, maybe, I think.
I'm trying to remember my grade four classroom, and I remember there being a time table on the wall. So it was definitely part of the curriculum.
And it was always the hardest thing, eh? Like you get to 8 times 9. Oh my God, I don't know what that is.
Right? Exactly. Like 12. Yeah. It becomes like every part of your life is a quiz on math, because it seems like it's a weird twilight zone where everyone's out to get you with math. You learn it all day at school. You go home, all of a sudden your mom's quizzing you. You go to your grandparents' house and they're quizzing. How come everyone's quizzing me on times tables today?
And now, I guess maybe because we forget everything, because everything is based on zeros and ones now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we forget that. But all kidding aside, you take the interest rate you get, divide it by 72, and that'll tell you when your money will double. So it's not a secret. So that's why it's important to work with a financial advisor, because like I said in the middle of the show, that you get about a 3% return higher. So if you got a 5% return on your money versus an 8%, so if you got a 5% return on your money, it's doubling in 14.4 years, right? You get an 8% return on your money, it's doubling in 9 years. So that's a huge difference.
Yeah, that 3% makes a big difference.
Sure, it does. Over time, it does.
Yeah.
Year to year, doesn't matter, I guess. But when you add up the years, you're thinking, my God, I doubled my money in 9 years versus 14. But along those 9 years and 14 years, you really had the same struggle because you invest in the same Dow Jones, TSX, NASDAQ, and so on. But you need the expert of the advisor to handhold you through times we're going through right now. Remember, financial security is all in your head, right? So you really need to sit and figure that stuff. Things we have to do is we must always change, renew, and rejuvenate ourselves. And if we do so constantly, every quarter or so, we're living a good life, not only today, but in the future. So again, everything comes down to how we said at the beginning of the show, our behavior. Our behavior right. is the biggest problem.
Maybe we'll take some time right here towards the end of the show here to talk about how a financial advisor can help you with that behavior.
Well, like I say, we get your finances in order by looking at everything that you do with money, right? We support you with tax issues that you may have. How do I keep more and give less to the CRA? We sit down and help you, you know, setting up and achieve, and more importantly, achieving those financial goals, right? Rather than just, you know, I'll think I'll do this. I think, you know, the should have, could have guy. We don't want to do that, right? And the most important things I find is we do more regular reviews with you. So every right. quarter, you should be reviewing where you were and where you're going. And if you do so very successfully, you'll be okay. Many people that come to see me from these shows, you know the biggest problem that they have? The biggest problem they have is the advisor never calls them.
Right.
They'll call them when their GIC comes due uh-huh. or when it's time to buy an RSP. And that's financial planning that they do. Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, we need to balance your emotions and make investment decisions together. Just because I work at a bank or I work at wherever I work, well, I need to know about you. I need to know your risks, your goals, your age, when you need your money, the timeline, right? So and financial planning, everything changes. Financial planning is not an easy thing to do. It's very, very difficult. But we have a lot of tools that the average person don't have to help us track, monitor, and get you to where you want to get to.
And I think it's so important too. One of the biggest factors is really taking the emotion out of it and taking that sort of bird's eye view on all of those financial goals and plans and things, because so many people are probably afraid. You know, you say you got to review about every 3 months. So many people are afraid to review because they don't know what they're looking at, or they're worried that it's not going to look as nice as they're hoping it was, or they don't know what the next move is. So again, you make a mistake, or you make the mistake of not doing anything.
Right. So I tend to look at, you know, when you come to see me, your age and things like that, and then look back 10 years ago, 15 years ago with someone that was your age, what did we do? And what trial and tribulations did we go through to achieve their success? Like I said, success leaves clues. So right. find somebody that's successful and follow what they did, and you'll do wonderful in your money life.
Awesome. Kelvin, thanks again for making another great Sunday here on Your Life, Your Money, and for sharing some of your wisdom with our audience. If you want to tap into some of Kelvin's wisdom, give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And don't forget, you can click on the schedule a call link on his website, and you can set a time and date of your choosing when you can have a chat with Kelvin. That's askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Thanks to all of you for making this another great Your Life, Your Money, another great Sunday morning, and a special thanks to Kelvin as well. Kelvin, thanks so much for helping us out today and helping us out in the future.
Have a great day, Chris. Be good.
And stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.